Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of You Enjoy Life. I hope y'all are doing well today. My body is freaking sore. So I want to talk to you a bit about how I got my ass handed to me on Friday. And it was actually during snowboarding, so I didn't get in any fight or anything like that, but I did get my butt kicked hard. So I've never gone snowboarding before. And as a kid, I used to ski all the time. From like the age of maybe like 10 to 15, I used to ski a lot and I loved it. But I always was like fascinated by snowboarding. And I just, there was something about it that I wanted to go check out. I think maybe it was the fact that when I was a kid, I was a little more daring and kind of wild and crazy. So I tended to like, you know, wanted to go over jumps and do all that fun stuff. And I just felt like snowboarding, there was more freedom to do that stuff. My wife used to snowboard a lot, but she hadn't been snowboarding over 10 years. So we thought it'd be fun to go snowboarding. And in Colorado, obviously, it's a huge thing to go skiing, snowboarding, being in the mountains. And there was a place about an hour away from me that had a really good deal. And it included a lesson, rental, and then like a lift ticket for the rest of the day. So we get there, and I'm a little bit nervous. You know, it's an intense sport. And like, I wasn't really nervous until I got there and I started seeing people flying down the mountain and remembered how like fast and intense of a sport it was, you know. And I knew that I'd be starting on smaller hills, but it's still like, wow, there's some legit serious people out there. So I was waiting in line, and the woman who was giving my rental gear, she was putting my boots on. And I was just like, you know, do you have any advice for a first-time snowboarder? And she kind of paused and she thought about it. And she goes, you know, when you fall down, don't just get back up. She's like, think about why you fell down. And it kind of hit me. And I realized that, you know, this is such a pivotal information, because how often are we told, you know, it's not about whether you fall down, it's whether you get back up. And of course, we know that. It's like, you know, you can fall down, you can get beat down, but you got to get back up. But no one's ever told me, like, don't just get back up. Think about why you fell down, you know, and then you can get back up. So I kind of took that to heart. And it was definitely something I was thinking about a little bit. And I started doing the lesson. And, you know, I fell a little bit. But at first I was, like, going really slow. I was being really patient. I was listening. I was learning. I was doing well. I had my turn down a little bit. I was feeling good. So my wife, who used to go in a long time, she didn't know if she'd be able to pick it back up, but pretty quickly she picked it back up, and she was like, she was going down the mountain, and before we knew it, within like an hour of the lesson, he had already taken her from beginners to like the next, like more advanced, you know, lesson, and he kind of put her with another group to go on the bigger hill. So, I mean, I was feeling a little bit like, you know, excited, like, oh, you know, she's on the bigger hill, I want to catch up with her, I want to be able to snowboard with her, and getting really excited and all that stuff. But I'm watching, and I'm kind of watching her, and he sees me watching my wife like go down, and she's doing these like great turns, and she's going slow, but she's like, you know, it's all coming back, all that muscle memory is coming right back. And he looks at me and he goes, he's like, what Jackie's doing right now? He's like, don't worry about that. It's like, what do you mean? He's like, you're not gonna get there today. He's like, she's like, she picked it right back up, you know, like she's right back in it. He's like, what she's doing though, it's not going to happen. So don't even worry about it. And he just saw that I was kind of hopeful and kind of trying to kind of break out of that. But I was like, all right, you know, I trust you. You know, I've been doing this a long time. So I kept it up. But then I started getting a little frustrated. And I kind of forgot the advice that the woman said about don't just fall down and get back up. And I found myself like falling down and jumping right back up. Like, oh, I want to jump right back up, you know? And what was sort of happening was I was noticing this, and I was taking these spills, and I was, the first time I fell hard, it wasn't for the first hour until I fell hard and I hit my tailbone. And it was one of those, like, you know, kind of awakening moments of like, wow, that freaking hurts, like right on the tailbone, like, you know, board flips over my head, and I'm like, it's kind of weird. It's kind of like being, you know, when you're swimming in the ocean, you hit by a wave and you think it's just gonna like hit you and you'll be fine, but all of a sudden like you fall to the ground, it kind of like it's rolling you over and you kind of get lost and tumbled. And I kind of felt like that. So I was like, oh, damn. So I kind of got hit pretty hard, and it hurt, and it was a big wake up call. And I, you know, kind of got frustrated. So I sat down for a little bit, and I find that whenever I get frustrated, when I'm trying to learn something new, what I do is I try to step away. Because your body, like, even whether you're like studying or something, your body, your mind, it needs time to kind of process things. It's beyond like your own ability to process. It's just kind of something that's happening unconditionally, or I should say unconsciously. So I took some time. I finally went up to the bigger hill, and it was still a small hill, but it was significantly bigger. You had to go on a chairlift, and it was kind of like the beginner big practice hill. And I went down and I felt really good. And I was just glad to have that moment of like, yeah, okay, I can do this. So after that, we decided to get lunch because it had been a few hours at that point. I think about 3 hours. And after lunch, I was like, you know what? Like, I could just go on the small hill again and practice, but I just want to go for it. So I went right from like doing like the beginner's hill like once or twice to going up to like the main mountain and not realizing how freaking intense it would be. And people are flying by me. And right when I get off the board, I like fall over and tumble. And my wife's watching, and she's like watching kind of in horror, because I think just as, you know, your partner, to see your partner continually falling over and getting hurt isn't necessarily fun. But I kept getting back up. And what happened was we were following the directions, and what they said was like, this is the easiest way to get down. But what I didn't realize was it was actually extremely narrow, and it was through this like really narrow point. And I found that when like there was big open space in the mountain, I was kind of okay. But whenever it was super narrow, I kept feeling like I was going to fall off the side of the freaking mountain. So I kept getting nervous. And so what would happen is I'd fall and I would pick myself back up. And then, you know, I would start to slide towards the edge and I'd fall again. And I kept falling and falling and falling and falling over and getting right back up. And I was just so physically tired at this point, because with snowboarding, like just to get yourself back up takes a tremendous amount of energy, because you also have to unlatch your boot. And you have to kind of like pull your board up and like just to get up on it and put your, you know, you have to latch your boot back in. And I was just getting so freaking tired seeing all these skiers fly by. And I'm like, oh, I could be skiing right now. I'd probably pick it up just as fast, but like, no, determined. And I was like, you know, so out of breath. I mean, we're 10,000 plus feet up. So I'm super out of breath. I'm like, like, you know, when you get start to like, almost like hyperventilate. But here I am trying to get out of this mountain while people are whizzing by me. And I'm like feeling like an idiot because I'm dressed in bright blue jacket and pants trying to like get up and do this thing. My wife keeps, she's like, okay, just like pause. I'm going to give you some advice. She's like, when you stand up, you're doing this. And, you know, if you do this, you'll be able to go better. So I get up and I'm starting to feel good. But then I start going towards the edge and I freak out and I fall over again. And I'm tumbling down and like getting beat up. And finally, I take that big spill of like, okay, I need to like, you know, I need to seriously reconsider what's going on. So we finally get to this open space after what felt like forever. And I decided, I was like, in my mind, I was like, you know what, this is our last run. I think we're both ready to go home. I could like barely move. I'm going to get this. I'm going to make it work. It's going to be exactly, you know, what I need. And I just need to make this work. So we have the last moment and I was able to go down the last like minute of riding and I do not fall and I feel good. And I'm just like going back and I finally, something clicked. And I was able to go back and forth and kind of mix my turns. I felt really relaxed and comfortable. And it's because when I fell down that last time, I actually thought about what I was doing wrong. I thought about all the fear. I thought about the flow. I wasn't in the flow. I was in the state of fear. I was in the state of fear. And no matter what I was doing, instead of allowing myself to actually snowboard, I would start to freak out anytime something happened. So I saw that fear and I said, hey, don't fear. Just go. Just be comfortable. Just be relaxed. You know, listen to what Jackie's saying, stand up straight, you know, kind of like just get into your groove and get into that flow. And that last ride, I was able to get down perfectly and it felt good. It felt good to finish just like without falling, you know, because falling hurts, you know. So we left and the last 2 days I've been just so sore. Okay, sore, but like, you know, my whole body is just, I felt like I got hit by a truck. I got my arse handed to me. But it was actually extremely humbling. And I want to talk about why it's extremely humbling in a second, but first a quick message from our sponsor. So one thing that I find about learning something new is that no matter how good you are at anything else, when you try something new, there might be people have like, oh, beginner's luck, or you know, some people might be naturally better at something. But in general, when you try something new, whatever confidence you have in life, it's probably going to be gone in that situation. And it's always a great reminder to me, because I feel like you need to get your ass kicked sometimes. You need to get your ass handed to you just to kind of keep you humble. Because it's easy to get comfortable doing things that you're good at. And that's fine. If you, you know, you can improve on the things you're good at and spend your whole life just working on one thing. But I find to really expand in life, you need to do things that are hard. Sometimes you're going to get mentally your ass handed to you, and other times it's going to be physically, and sometimes it's going to be both. In that case of snowboarding, it was a bit of both. And when you're in it, it can be very frustrating. Like, I'll admit, I felt like I was surviving out. Like, it was like survival show out there. Like, I'm in the mountain. I can barely, like, breathe. I'm trying to get away. People are flying by me. Like, I'm a little bit scared. And I'm trying to get, to save my life, to get off this freaking mountain. And maybe it sounds like dramatic, but it was kind of like the mindset I was in. Like, okay, I'm not doing this well. This is not easy. I probably jumped a little bit too fast into like this big mountain. I probably should have gone back, but here I am, and I need to focus on getting out of the situation. And for me, it was snowboarding. For you, it could be anything. But think about the things in your life that maybe you're scared to do, or maybe you've done and you feel afraid, and you're like, I don't want to do that again. And what I find is that when that fear is there, that's actually a good thing. That means you're expanding. That means you're growing. That means you're trying something new. That means you're opening yourself up to a new possibility. That's why we get sore. Like, when we push ourselves, you know, we push our muscles, we break them down. So they're sore the next day, but they're also sore because they're allowing themselves to get stronger. What happens is you break your muscles down, and then your body knows that, okay, like, this is really hard for you. I'm going to make you stronger. It's kind of wild when you think about it. You literally, like, let's say you're lifting, you know, dumbbells, and you push past all you ever can pass. Of course, the next day you're probably going to be a bit sore, but then your body's going to recognize that and know that it needs to build up more muscle. And that's how everything works in life. When you go into situations of fear, go into do things that you're scared about, your body naturally knows, and your mind knows, hey, I need to, like, expand my life. Because you can expand your ability to do things. Whoever you are right now, you might think that that is who you are and who you're going to be. But you can change anything. You can expand anything in your life. You know, of course, you can't necessarily make yourself taller, although who knows? Like, I'm open to anything is possible. I don't know what's possible and what's not possible in this world, and I don't want to limit you. People say, like, oh, well, you can't change your physical appearance, you can't this and that, but I don't know. But I will say this in the interim, expanding your mind is a huge thing. And I realized when that woman told me, you know, if you fall down, you have to get back up, but you need to think about why you fell down first. When that hit me, I realized that can be applied to anything. If you're struggling, don't just push forward. Think about why you're struggling. Kind of find a way to step outside of yourself. Find a way to step outside of, like, what you thought was possible and what you think that you see, so you can see what you can't see. You know, like, why am I falling? Maybe you ask someone, maybe you need support, maybe you need external support to say, hey, I'm really struggling with this right now. I'm trying to write this paper right now. I'm trying to start this business. I'm really struggling. I keep falling. I keep failing at every turn. I need help. And that might be your own internal help. It might be you seeing that you need some kind of support that you can give yourself, or you might need it from somebody else. But seeing why you're failing is better than just pushing forward, because the truth is you can't solve the, and I'm going to talk about this more in another podcast, but you can't solve the problem with the thing that's causing the problem. You know what I'm saying? So if it's your mind that keeps creating the problem, you need some sort of outside external support. And the reason I find this so exciting and fascinating is because it reminds me that I can do anything. But sometimes I'm going to be knocked down. And there are things that are easy for me to do. There are things that are really easy for me to do. And recently I've been challenging myself in more and more ways. So last week, there's this thing called Daybreaker. And if you don't know what Daybreaker is, it's actually this morning rave. And it's a sober morning dance party. So imagine 6 to 9 a.m. From 6 to 7, there's yoga. And 7 to 9, there's dancing. And you can go check it out. You can go search for Daybreaker. They're all over the world. And it's super cool. And actually, some old friends of mine started it. So I remember I was with them many, many years ago. This is probably like 5 or so years ago. And they were talking about, hey, we're going to start this morning dance rave. And since then, it's become this gigantic global movement. It's really amazing. And I was asked to do some drumming, or maybe I asked if I could, and they said yes. And I know the woman who was organizing the one in Denver. It was the first one in Denver. And I was like, hey, I'd love to help out with drumming. And they set me up with someone. And here's the thing, my musical skills, I can play a lot of instruments. I'm not profoundly great at any instrument. Guitar is the only instrument that I'd say I feel like, you know, I've been playing it for over 15 years or something now. That is one instrument that I feel like really, really good and solid about. And I'm not like a master by any means, but I can learn most of the things, I can get around. But there are other instruments that I love that I'm good at, but not like, you know, at that same level. And drumming is something that I've always loved. Percussion I've always loved. I have djembes, I have bongos, different things like that. But I don't consider myself like that great. But I love music, I love rhythm, and one of the things that I love about the Daybreakers in New York City is they always had live horns and live drums. I have a friend who does the live djembe there, and it's just like a great element to add because there's a DJ playing, and but to have the live music, and they usually have someone else who's kind of like emceeing and singing and stuff. So just having that balance, I think, is awesome. So I asked if I could do drumming, and they set me up with a guy who was kind of leading the drums, and I didn't realize it was going to be really the two of us, and one other guy who was doing the emceeing who would jump on drums a bit. And it was really humbling because the main guy that was drumming, he was phenomenal, and he studied world drums like with masters like Mali, you know, from Africa, Mali masters, and he knew all these different hand things and different patterns and different styles. And for me, like, I just kind of play by feel and I play by intuition. And it was so cool to see him. And I was definitely intimidated. I was really intimidated because I felt like, you know, I don't know if I'm capable of really creating this. I don't know if I'm really capable of being at this level. But when I did it, I just trusted myself. When I did it, I was there and I learned from him. I learned from the experience, and nobody would know that I was like in this state of discomfort because I was just playing and I was channeling the drums and I was just doing what I did. Because music to me is far beyond just studying, and it's far beyond just like being a master. It's a feel, it's rhythm, it's inside of us. And when you tap into that, it's amazing what can happen. But that moment, you know, has inspired me to just do more and more drumming. And now I'm going to be, this Wednesday, I'm going to be drumming for a live yoga class at a Core Power Yoga in Denver. And a friend had asked me if I could help out. And we got together and we played. And it's like my drumming is now getting better because I'm allowing myself to step in that discomfort. I'm allowing myself to say, hey, you know, I can do this, but I'm still learning. I'm still growing. You end up meeting people. And that's what I love about stepping out of my, you know, comfort areas, because I could say, hey, you know, I play guitar, that's my best instrument. And what was interesting to me is like, I go and I meet this guy and he doesn't know anything about me, this drummer. He doesn't know what my skills are. You know, and I could have said, hey, I just want to play guitar because that's what I play best. And I feel confident coming in with all these really great, you know, musicians and this amazing drummer and all this stuff. But I actually thought it would be interesting to play drums because it's going to help me expand in that. And there was some insecurity going into it when I didn't know how good this drummer would be, and he was really good. And I was like, huh. I wonder if, and I started having all those stories. I wonder if he thinks like, you know, I'm not going to be up to par, if I'm going to bring him down, and, you know, if I'm going to kind of mess things up and make him look bad or whatever it was. But he was great. And he like, you know, he recognized that I was not as talented as he was in the drumming world. And he showed me a couple things, and we had some fun just kind of playing and learning. And like, I got to learn, we got to play in front of these people and, you know, like 100 people there dancing, having a great time. And it was just that reminder of like, you know, I didn't necessarily fall in that situation, but I was expanding myself and I took a chance because things could have gone wrong. I could have completely messed up. And there was a couple moments where things were like maybe a little bit off for a second, but I allowed myself to just step into it, to flow into it. So I want you to think about like, what is it in your life? You know, what is that thing that maybe you're not allowing yourself to try because you're worried you're going to fall and you're worried you're not going to know how to pick yourself back up? I know that one of the biggest things that has helped me expand in my life and to grow is to allow the fear to come in, to know that, you know, when you're doing something new, there's always going to be that place where things are going to be hard, you know, where you're not going to feel confident. And you can stick to what you know, and what you know is comfortable. You know, it's easy to stay doing what you do. It's like every day is a new opportunity to expand in yourself. It's easy to stay what you do. But the problem is, as we do that, we don't realize that we're just creating this kind of monotonous life where we're kind of putting ourselves in this shell, in this bubble, if we're not allowing ourselves to expand. It's either you're expanding or you're contracting. Either you're getting smaller in the world, and you're staying like in this little bubble of I know everything, or I know this is how my life works, this is what I'm good at, this is what I'm not good at, or you're expanding. And what happens is, as a kid, you know, when we're growing up, we're just doing things. We're trying new things. We're taking risks. We're having fun often. And what changes is that when you're, you know, when you get older, you tend to know what you're good at and what you're not good at. And people get more self-conscious. They don't want to be embarrassed, you know, so they hide behind their work. They hide behind their career and their passions. And, you know, their whatever their thing is. People tend to hide behind it because as you get older, it can be scarier to take those risks. It can be scarier to make new friends, to try new things. But that is why it's so important. Because otherwise we'll get complacent and life will start to get boring. Otherwise things will start to get, you know, the same. I actually got worried when I first came to New York. I was worried. I was like, you know, I am a bit older. Am I really going to want to learn how to snowboard? You know, I'm not as daring as I once was. I'm a little more fragile. I have my hands. I got to take care of them, all these things. I don't want to get injured. I had all these stories and all these fears. And I never knew if I was going to do it. And then one day we finally signed up and we said, you know what? We're going for this. We're going to do it. And we had a great time. I got my butt kicked, but I had so much freaking fun. I was so motivated to go back. And, you know, next time I might try skiing. I don't know. I might just stick with snowboarding. But the point is I tried something new. I tried expanding something in my life and I took a chance. And I want you to know that you can take that same chance with anything. And when you fall, think about why you fell and also why you're doing what you're doing. You know, if you're trying something new, you see someone playing a cool instrument or someone cooks and you always wanted to cook, you're not going to be great. And it doesn't help to be embarrassed. It doesn't help to like beat yourself up because you're not good at something you've never done. What's the point of that? You should be grateful that you did it. I can't tell you how many times people have cooked for me and because they're like, oh, you're a chef or you're a trained cook or whatever, professional, whatever silly word they think that I am. They're like, you know, they're always nervous. And I don't say always, but oftentimes people cook for me. They're nervous. They're like, well, you're the professional. Like, you know, is it good? Is it good? And what I found when people cook for me, I don't care if it's good or not. If it's good, that's great. That's an amazing bonus. But what I care about is that they made the effort. I'm always like, this is great. Like you took the time to cook something, to have us over and to share this food. And that is what matters. That is what I appreciate because you're actually doing something new. You're taking a chance. You're taking a risk. It doesn't matter if it's good. That's not the point. Eventually you'll get there. If it's not good, you'll get there. And usually it is good. And people are like, get so nervous about it. I'm like, this isn't Top Chef, you know, or Nightmare Kitchen or whatever those shows are. I'm not here to judge you. The only judgment that I have for you is are you, you know, being yourself or not? And I mean, again, I don't care if you are or you're not, but the only thing, if I do have any judgment of people is like, are you living an authentic life? Are you taking risks? Are you taking chances? I don't care if it's good or not. I don't care if you fail or succeed. But if you're trying and you're taking that chance, that is freaking awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening. I do hope you take a chance, take a risk, take a chance of, you know, getting your butt handed to you a little bit because that means you're expanding. Try something new. Also, if you'd like to leave me a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to platforms, you give 5 stars, that helps tremendously. If you do live in Denver, February 20th, I am teaching a course. So be sure to, I guess the best way to check that out would send me an email, youenjoylifemusic@gmail.com, or I'll put a link to it. But I'm teaching a course on how to really tap into the power that is in your voice and how to sing and how to speak with clarity and confidence. It's going to be amazing. It's affordable. Get to hang out with me, and I'll see you all soon.